Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Oliver Fire Department had a lot to report to the Township Board of Trustees at their last meeting. Fire Chief Jim Seeley reported that due to the nature of the fire at Tower Automotive, which is now known as Auto Kenneton, caused the turnout gear to be extremely sooty and oily from the fire there on January the 13th. So four sets of turnout gear were sent out to be cleaned. The department also responded on January the 19th for a false alarm at the same location. Some of the other runs that the fire department assisted in January included assist to other fire departments, some downed wires, and lift assists. Also, in order to address the $881 cost for the electrical hookup for the new air compressor, the fire department agreed to pay $441, which is half of the cost. The board also approved increasing the pay rate from $40 to $50 per run and for training sessions for the firefighters. And another news for today. The Sandusky Community School District will see a flurry of activity in a few months once construction crews begin their work. The district plans on doing $5,663,720 worth of upgrades at the elementary school. The work on that building will begin in the spring and continue through mid-August because the 2026 to 2027 school year is scheduled to start on August the 24th. The bulk of the work will be done at the elementary school, which is expected to cost $3,931,480. The work will also include bathroom renovations, updating the ceilings, walls, floors, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and much more. There will also be work at the high school, which will mostly consist of improving the heating and cooling systems, along with the temperature control upgrades. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with some further news right after this.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases, spread by ticks, occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Caseville City Council will meet at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, March the 9th, at 6767 Main Street. According to the preliminary agenda, the council is expected to do the first reading of a proposed ordinance regarding soil erosion and then set the hearing to adopt the ordinance at 5:30 p.m. on April the 13th. The council is also expected to approve the proposed annual budget from the Caseville Area Fire Protection Association's Governing Board for Fire Protection for the fiscal year of 2027. The council is also expected to approve paying Shure Hospital's ambulance subsidy of $5,216. With those issues addressed, the agenda outlines the council taking action on several requests to conduct special events throughout the city in the coming months. And another news for today. During the Village of Sebring's Police Committee meeting this month, there were several topics that were covered. The police department will start to utilize a special hybrid-style shift schedule. Officers will be doing a mix of 8-hour shifts per day 1 week and then do 10-hour shifts on the next week. The department will start using a new column timesheet to track the hours spent by all officers on non-school resource officer attending school activities. It was noted that requests generally came from the Unionville-Sebring Area School District officials. Also, the police office has been doing renovations here and there, as time and funding allowed, one of the planned reservations will allow the department to have a new video recording system. And during the meeting, it was noted that Police Chief Steve Repke is trying to secure a refurbished automatic external defibrillator and to secure a push bumper for the 2019 Durango Patrol Unit. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.